This is Inside Agriculture. Well, unfortunately, more Palmer amaranth was found in the last 7 days in the state of North Dakota. To get the latest finds, this is Joe Eichley, an NDSU Extension agent and weed control specialist. Joe, we did hear the news today that we've actually got two more counties now that found Palmer amaranth recently. Close to home is Cass County. We'll get into what we can talk about in a moment. Now, we've had three counties in about the last week, so you've been a busy guy, I'm sure.
Yeah, about a week ago, and a Stetson County weed control officer found a suspect plant, and that kind of triggered an investigation where we found Palmer out in Stetson County. And then about the day after that, we got a phone call from someone thinking they may have found some Palmer in Barnes County as well. And then we've kind of investigated both those cases in the last 4 or 5 days, and then also had this Cass County incident pop up in the last 24 hours as well. So it's been quite a lot of time on the road in the local area around Fargo.
My goodness. So when somebody calls you or it gets reported for Palmer amaranth, what is the protocol from that point, at least as far as your office goes?
Yeah, so basically once I get alerted, if I get some pictures from, you know, whether it's the extension agent, weed control officer, just an agronomist, whoever sends me pictures. If it looks like Palmer to me, then we'll go ahead and investigate it. And then what we have to do is I'll gather some leaf tissue from the plant. And for new counties, the Department of Ag does like to get genetic confirmation. So we have the National Agriculture Genotyping Center on campus. We bring them some leaf tissue, and they can extract DNA and test it to see to confirm that it is Palmer. Okay. And so, you know, basically from phone call, we get the pictures, walk the field, try and investigate where it may have came from, how widespread the issue might be, and then get the lab test results as quickly as we possibly can.
Now, the third find, the one that happened in Cass County, when I originally saw a headline that said it was in Cass County, I'm like, okay, well, what field? But this, the third one, was actually not found in a field. It was found in Fargo.
Correct. Yeah, the third one was found in an industrial area in the city of Fargo. Basically, I was driving back from another site, had Palmer fresh in my mind, was driving down a road and found some in an industrial area. So it's a couple plants. They were all pulled, but it was just interesting to find them within city limits, and kind of serves as a reminder that, you know, this plant can pop up anywhere, not just in agricultural fields.
Right.
No clue how it got there. We're going to investigate that, but it can pop up in some random places.
So what makes Palmer amaranth one of the most dangerous plants in the U.S.?
So basically why Palmer is such an issue is it produces a lot of seed, is very competitive, and is very prone to herbicide resistance. So most of us by now are getting pretty used to dealing with water hemp and how troublesome that can be. And Palmer is just as troublesome, if not more so, than water hemp. Especially in the southern U.S., where they're always battling Palmer every year, tends to be a little bit more aggressive down there than water hemp is up here, at least from some of the research and the reports. And so it's going to be a plant that can be introduced into a field with herbicide resistance, produce a lot of seed in a short time, and then within a couple of years, if it goes unnoticed, can kind of quickly take over a field because of all those characteristics I already mentioned.
Again, that's Joe Eichley with the NDSU Extension Office. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.